Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've got Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. I need all the coffee today. All of it. I've got my coffee. If there's more coffee somewhere in this building,
I'm sure we could find some.
If it's down the hall, I need all of it today. Good gracious.
Running on E?
Yes. That's not the way that you want to start out in the morning.
No, and we're only halfway through the week, man. Come on.
I'll get my second win today. I feel it. When you were coming to work this morning, and you took a left onto Huron on the way to our parking garage, did you see the car sitting in the middle of the street?
I didn't see the car sitting in the middle of the street, but I did notice that there's new, like, little doodads in the middle of the road. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah, I saw the doodads.
Yeah. I was like, those are new. Those weren't here yesterday.
So what they did was, and I haven't had time to think about this because I'm bad with street names. Like, I know the streets, but so they made one of them one way.
So yes, Huron, Prospect.
Huron and Prospect, I think, are both one way.
So Prospect goes toward the flats, and then Huron goes toward Playhouse Square.
Correct.
Yes.
But Huron is one way going west, and I think Prospect is one way going east. I think I'm right about that.
I don't carry a compass, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
I only know landmarks. That's why I said flats.
But they've been working.
Playhouse Square.
But they've been working on this for months, so that's why they keep just adding things.
Yeah, because haven't they been talking about that they're gonna do the Dora thing? Isn't that like a possibility?
Well, they've talked about it. They've talked about that's actually a completely different section.
Is that
section.
A separate thing?
Well, it's a different section of Huron.
Okay.
Because Huron splits there at East 9th Street.
So we're just all under construction.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I don't know. Did you find that a problem that they added those things?
I didn't find it a problem. I was more so surprised because it's something that I don't really like. I never really pay attention, and I'm driving and I was like, whoa, that's a thing in the middle of the road.
Yeah, don't hit those.
Yeah, don't hit those.
But what I'm talking about is when I turned left on a Huron trying to get into their parking garage, there's just a car just parked on the street. Like not on the curb.
Like
in the
middle of the street.
Right. So I'm
Were there hazards on?
No hazards.
No person in there?
That would be the exact reason why you would want to put a hazard on.
Yeah, because that is a hazard.
And no one sitting in the car. So I just drove around and I looked in and there's no one sitting there. It looked like just a really bad parking job.
Ooh.
But if they weren't there when you arrived to work, that must mean that they weren't. I mean, they were parked, clearly.
Is it possible that the parking job just didn't seem that bad to me?
I don't know. I had to swerve to avoid that car.
You did? Okay. I feel like I would have noticed that then.
That's the fun thing about coming downtown. It's always an adventure. There's always something that you experience for the first time.
It really is.
It's Q104. Good morning. 1 hour from right now, a chance to win Louis Tomlinson tickets. The former One Directioner is coming. Where is he coming? Is it Rocket?
Jacob's Pavilion.
Jacob's Pavilion.
Yeah, we're looking at like nice weather next year already. We're just completely glossing over the winter. Just going to forget that that's even happening.
All right, so that's coming up 1 hour from right now. If you are currently single and you are dreading Halloween, please call right now.
Like right now.
216-474-0104. It'll make sense when we get into this. If you are single and you are not looking forward to Halloween, call us. 216-474-0104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thank you for being with us this morning. So Halloween, it can mean different things to different people. It's trick-or-treat. It's candy. It's a 12-foot skeleton in your yard for Alyssa.
That's me.
That's what it means to her.
And my skelly cat. It's Halloween parties. It's trunk or treat. It's all the things.
But I'm reading this survey this morning where more than half of singles, 60%, say that Halloween is one of the most emotionally difficult holidays of the year. And I was surprised by that. And so that's why I asked, is there anybody single who is dreading Halloween? Lisa in Westlake, good morning.
Good morning.
Please make sure your radio's down because I think I heard myself.
Yeah, I heard you too.
Or
it's down.
I'm hearing another voice in my head and it's my own voice.
Oh, and then that's a whole other issue.
And that's concerning. So I'll look into that later. Lisa, you're single right now. Why are you not looking forward to Halloween?
Oh, I love Halloween. I just like to have someone to dress up with.
Oh, okay. So you are still excited about it.
Oh, yes.
You just wish that you had somebody to do a couple's costume with.
Definitely.
I get that.
So will you still go out on Halloween? Will you still find a party to go to? What will you do? Do you have plans now?
All the things. I will go to a party. I will hand out candy. I will have fun in my neighborhood. Everything.
But you just want that person
to have a matching outfit with.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Silver lining. Isn't it fun? Or at least I remember it back in college in my single days, to go out and try to match up. It's like the unusual match of, you know, let's say I'm Super Mario and I'm trying to hit on Wonder Woman.
Yeah, right? I do always love that when I see it like out at the bar and you see like two strangers that their costumes have nothing to do with each other, just hitting it off in the corner. And you're like, oh, okay. Okay, so Shrek and Barbie are hitting it off, I guess.
Yeah, you kind of make it a game.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. That's the way that I used to do it.
Yeah, I saw that survey too, though, and I was like, how is this, like, people are really saying that this day is more emotionally draining than Valentine's Day?
Jamar and Tremont, do you agree with this? Is Halloween a day that you're not looking forward to?
Well, yeah, but for completely different reasons. So the reason why I'm not really looking forward to it is because, A, I just lost a ton of weight, and I love candy. I love chocolate. I love all that.
So you don't want the temptation is what you're saying.
So I really don't want the temptation. In fact, where I work, I haven't filled the candy bowls, and people are like, what's going on here? So I'm trying to wait until the last minute to do that. And
well, then, good just, for you, though.
Yeah, fill the candy buckets with, like, some veggie straws.
Right? Yeah, and I always, and of course, I always fill it with all my favorites, which makes it even worse. So this year, I don't know. I'm going with Butterworths or something. I don't know. But anyway. And then my friends are, I have a best friend that lives here that I actually moved from Florida for, and she is so into Halloween. And this year, because her kids are grown, she didn't really do much this year. So I'm like, wah, wah, wah.
Oh, yeah. So she's not, you just don't have plans because she's not doing a big thing.
Yeah. I used to live kind of vicariously through her. Mm-hmm. And this year we're just not doing it. And when I lived here the first time as a very young person, we used to do these big things and, you know, we would always give the proceeds to like charity for like animal, you know, for animals and things.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, we've done that for, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if she's listening, but I'm thinking maybe like 23 years we did that.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like such a good time.
So ideally,
yeah, it was. It's a lot of work. And then last year we decorated the bop stop, and so that was a lot of fun for a big party that was there. But this year we're just not really doing much. So I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Ideally, what would you like to be doing on Halloween night, Jamar?
I think I would like to just hang out with my friends and sit on her porch and like hand out candy and just, you know, like watch all the kids come by in their costumes and stuff. I don't think I'm really into like a big party. Okay. I don't know. Not this year.
Because what I was going to do is I would ask, you know, other single people that maybe have, you know, that knows where a big party is on Friday night. I'm talking about like not a, like a house party.
Right.
I'm talking like if there's some sort of event going on where you know that a lot of singles are going to be there, people who, you know, aren't in a relationship and don't have a couple's costume. Like we could pass that along to you if we receive that information.
Well, you know, I would be open to that.
Okay. Yeah. If we hear about something. So 216-474-0104, if you want to shoot us a text, we can get back to Jamar and let her know.
Hey, yeah,
a
for
place
all,
to go.
All my single people out there, I'm going to be going to May Halls. I mean, I'm not single, but there's like a huge Halloween party happening, like all of May Halls on Friday night. So looks like a good time.
Have you decided on a couple's costume yet?
Yeah.
Is Bryce going with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Pokemon onesies. So we're being different Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Again, our number 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. Becky in Cleveland. Becky, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Okay. Tell us why you're not looking forward to Halloween.
So I don't look forward to it as a single person because it's the start of, like, the holiday seasons where you want to share each holiday with someone. So you have Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve. Then you go into Valentine's Day and Easter, and, you know, you see other people all with their loved ones going to either parties or events, and then here you are single, and you don't have someone to share that with.
Oh.
Oh.
How long have you been single, Becky?
About 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you tried dating in the past 5 years?
Yes, I have. It hasn't, like, worked out, hasn't found the person that I'm willing to invest the time in for it. So, I mean, I have four nephews, so that's great. I do go, like, over to their house to see them in their Halloween costumes, but it's definitely more, you know, my sister's there with her husband, and then they have all their friends come over with their, you know, the moms and dads. So it is a little hard, but I go because I know my nephews like seeing me. So I'll take them, like, an extra little goodie bag or something for them. But yeah, so, I mean, that's why I agree with the article that you guys were talking about.
It's interesting to think about. So during Halloween, during the holidays, do you find comfort in your family and your friends so you don't feel alone?
Yeah, I do. Definitely my family. We always try to spend the holidays together. And dynamic has changed as we get older, so it's more just like my immediate family. It's not more of my extended family. Sometimes when it is the extended family, it is harder because I'm the youngest out of all of my cousins and the only one that's not married. Mm. So it is tougher like that, but I definitely do spend a lot of time with my nephews because, you know, I don't have any kids of my own, so they're my, you know, they're my focus right now.
They're your pseudo kids.
Exactly, exactly.
How is the dating world? Because I've been out of it for a very long time. Do you use the dating apps? Are you trying to do it the old-fashioned way and meet people in person?
The dating apps is what I'm on right now, but it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely not fun.
I remember those days. It is not fun at all.
Yeah, and I'm a teacher, so it is harder to find people in that aspect because a lot of them are either in relationships, married, or there's just not a lot of guy teachers. So it's a lot harder.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine. And that's definitely like an earlier morning schedule than a lot of people. So it would definitely be nice if you could meet another handsome teacher.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sure one will come around.
I hope so. I mean,
Thank you.
I hate just saying that.
I know. I hate saying that, too. But I know there's got to be a hot single teacher somewhere here in Cleveland that's going to come across your radar.
Like, I remember when I was single, people would say that to me all the time. It's like, well, the right one will come along.
And it seems like it's never going to happen. But I'm telling you, one day when you least expect it, that's when he's going to find you.
Exactly. That's what I'm going with.
Hang in there, Becky, and call us anytime if you ever feel lonely, all right?
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You
Listen
too.
Listen to you guys every morning on the way to work.
Aw, thank you.
No problem.
It's Q104. Alyssa, isn't there a Halloween party going on Friday night with you?
Yes, me and Jenny. We're hosting over at the zoo Howl-O-ween Bash. It's the special 21 and up event for Halloween.
So this might be perfect if you're looking for just what we were just talking about.
If you're single for Halloween, looking for something to do, this could be super fun thing to do with your friends. Could be a place to come meet people, meet some singles ready to mingle. So it's going down this Friday at the zoo, 6 to 10 p.m., which, hot take, I kind of love that. 10 p.m., we're wrapping things up. Right, but there's going to be a costume contest. We're going to do DJ, silent disco, all that fun stuff, live band. There's going to be like tattoo artists and henna, tarot card reading, magicians. So we're going to have a good time.
And you said this is adults only. You said 21 and up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so leave the kids at home, get a sitter for the night, 6 to 10 p.m., Howl-O-ween Bash, Friday at the zoo.
So if I want tickets for this, where do I go?
You can go to ClevelandMetroParkZoo.com or go to Q104.com under the events page.
There you go. Hang out with Alyssa and Jenny, who has the show after ours.
Yeah, we're going to be bebopping around. We were texting a couple days ago trying to figure out what we're going to be if we wanted to do a matching costume. We're not. She didn't want to do a Pokemon onesie.
Okay.
Fair.
That was a hard no for Jenny?
No. No, but we are both dressing up, so we will see you out there on Friday.
Good vibes are on the way. It's the Q Morning Show. Let's go to Aurora this morning. We're going to talk to Penny. Penny, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Okay, so I have a 4-year-old little girl, and she is my third baby. She has been my biggest scaredy cat since day one. She does not like anything scary. She's like, Mom, there's ghosts. And I'm like, okay. But we were setting up our Halloween decorations this year, and I put two like 6-foot skeletons on my porch. They're sitting on my little bench, and they're just like sitting next to each other. Not really scary, just chilling. And she came outside and she saw them, and she was like, oh my God, I love them. And she sat down in between them, and she was like holding their hands and was just like in love with them. She's like, can I bring them inside? And I'm like, they're covered in bugs, but so no. But I bought her a little one. She has a 3-foot skeleton.
Aww,
that now she's with.
She made some friends.
She did. She did. She loves them. She named one Flower.
Okay. Yep. I was like, do they have names?
One of them is named Flower. The other one is just there.
I'm sure that the other one will have a name soon. Just
eventually,
give it time.
Well, this is definitely a good vibe. Now, has she picked out a Halloween costume or anything like that yet?
Yes, she's going to be Princess Peach, and I am also going to be Princess Peach. And her dad is going to be Bowser, her brother is Mario, and then her older sister was just excluded completely. So,
by choice, or you don't like him very much?
She said, Papi's going to be this, and she just named everybody. And then I was like, well, what about, you know, your big sister? And she was like, eh.
Well, I'm glad that Halloween is going well at your house in Aurora there, Penny.
Yes, we're very happy over here.
And I'm glad that she's coming around to her skeleton friends.
Me too. I love that. She loves
it. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thank you for being here this morning. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, has made an investment.
Right, and here in Ohio, right?
Yeah, he's not the only one either. He's not the only one to do this, but Travis, along with others, have acquired about 9% of Six Flags.
Like the whole conglomerate, all the parks, not just Cedar Point.
But you know, yes, but you know who owns Cedar Point, and that is Six Flags, since their merger with Cedar Fair last year. So Travis Kelce is now a minority owner of Cedar Point. And I did not realize how much this meant to him. Like, he's talking about how he's living out his childhood dreams. He shared this news on social media. He says, this is so crazy to even imagine this is real. And he has, here's some footage of the Kelces. I believe this is from their podcast, talking about how much they love Cedar Point.
Yeah, we did go to Cedar Point a lot.
Just about once or twice a year.
For those of you that don't know.
Oh, yeah, we got to lay the law.
Cedar Point is Roller Coaster USA. It is the premier roller coaster amusement park in the country. Well, at least it was. I think
in the world.
This is all working out.
You know what? What a weird side quest, but I'm here for it.
So Travis and Taylor, they were searching for property on the east side. I don't think they've purchased anything yet, or at least it hasn't been reported that they have. They might purchase some property in Sandusky or in Port Clinton or something.
Do something like that. Do you think that while they were here looking at homes that he just like got distracted? And that's when this deal started to go down.
I don't know. Maybe.
I would like to think that maybe he was like, Taylor, can we just go ride some roller coasters? And then like they went and then like chats were being had.
Well, you know what's coming next. Now that Travis Kelce is a minority owner of Cedar Point, you know what's coming next.
No, I don't think so.
Taylor World.
Oh, okay. Right? Honestly, that'd be a pretty good idea.
So you go to Cedar Point, just like you go
like
to
Frontierland, but Taylor World
or Snoopy Land. Yes. Now you have Taylor World.
I think you're onto something, Bill.
So I wrote down a bunch of ideas.
Oh, you actually like, you actually have ideas
yeah.
for this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's hear it.
So you can have the Eras coaster.
Okay.
You can have the Love Story Ferris wheel.
Oh, I like that.
A romantic skyline ride
yeah.
with fairy lights and snippets of her love songs playing in the gondolas.
Okay.
You can have the blank space bumper cars. I don't know.
Okay, that's fun, I guess.
The Cruel Summer Drop Tower. The Out of the Woods Adventure Ride.
Ooh, I feel like that would be like a water ride. That one's kind of giving me like a one of those. I'm trying to think of
yeah.
somebody's definitely screaming at their radio. What's one of the water rides at Cedar Point?
I don't know, but you, yeah, I could see it. You come out of the woods and then there's this long drop into the water that splashes you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many ideas. Stuff for the kids. You can have the Shake It Off dance party for the kids. You can have the Reputation District for the adults.
Oh, now we're talking.
I mean, Cedar Point, if you want ideas, come to me. I have them.
Yeah, if you have some open space, here you go. Taylor World, let's go.
So Taylor World, and for no reason at all, they have the Matterhorn in there because the Matterhorn never goes away. It just keeps moving
yeah.
throughout the park, but the Matterhorn, it stays there all the time.
It's a landmark. It's got to stay put.
It's the Q Morning Show. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. Am I the bleephole? So somewhere in your life, you may have done something or you may have said something that in the moment, you didn't realize that you did something or you said something to make somebody upset at you, but then you find out and you come to us and you're like, is this true? Am I really the bleephole? Jeff in Medina, good morning. My name is Jeff.
Yeah. So apparently I'm the bleephole in the family right now.
Tell us why.
So I had a cousin get married in Key West back in June, all right? Not the most convenient wedding to attend at all, might I add. We had to fly into Fort Lauderdale, which is not cheap, and then drive all the way to Key West, which is almost like 4.5 hours for the wedding.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
A 4-hour drive after the flight?
So once you get past Miami, yeah. it is just a 2-lane highway down to Key West. I mean, you hit all the other keys. Were they at the bottom, Key West?
Yeah, and not to mention, I'm pretty certain we were in the most expensive hotel in Key West.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we weren't allowed to bring our kids to the wedding. So I had to get like a babysitter, like a friend of ours, to watch the kid, which had to pay them money to do that, right? So
you brought the kids to Florida, but they just didn't go to the wedding?
No. We left them behind. Had to pay a friend to watch.
You left them in Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I gotcha.
I mean, we didn't have to buy them, plane tickets, but we still had to pay for them to be watched and food and all
right.
that.
Yeah.
Gone.
That's nice, I guess.
Yeah. So this definitely is not very convenient for you and your wife by any means.
No. So I found out the other day from my mom that my cousin is pissed at me because I didn't get them a wedding gift. She complained to her mom, which is my aunt.
Okay.
And then complained to my mom that my cousin has been waiting with bated breath on a gift that they're now convinced is not sending one. Because I'm not.
Okay, so it's been about four months since the wedding, and there's still no wedding gift from you.
And I guess they're still not getting the message just without saying the words?
She's right. I'm not sending him a gift. That was the most expensive wedding I've ever been a part of.
So your rationale for not gifting your cousin a wedding gift on her wedding day is because it was so expensive to just attend her wedding?
Just to be there.
Yeah, I had to buy a suit. Have you bought a suit recently?
Well, I bought one for my son because he went to homecoming. That was probably not as expensive as yours.
Man, this wedding sounds really expensive, though.
No, he's right, though.
I wasn't thinking it was going to be like $300 to buy a suit.
Yeah.
The ones that are on sale are like $300. I walked out of there without even buying a belt or shoes.
Matching
I
shoes.
Was over $700.
What?
Wow, styling.
My God.
It's not like I bought the most expensive suit there. That's what suits cost now.
So if you had to take like a ballpark, how much money did you spend to be at this wedding?
It's probably close to 5,000, if not more.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was going to guess a little bit under that, but I guess close to 5,000.
I'm trying to think, like plane, hotel,
right.
Suit,
right.
Food, rental car.
Rental car.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. That adds up.
I don't think giving gifts to a couple that's getting married at a destination wedding is necessary. My being there is the gift. Just attending the wedding should be the entire gift, considering the money I spent on it.
I'm going to be honest. I'm with Jeff.
What?
I'm with Jeff.
Okay.
I'm so with Jeff. If you're spending that kind of money just to be there, like, yeah, your presence is the present.
If you have a destination wedding, you're saying that you should waive gifts. Like, don't expect any gifts from your guests.
I don't think you should expect it. I think it's a nice added bonus if you get some. But, like, yeah, this is a huge cost.
I'm not disputing that it isn't a huge cost. It clearly is. But what I'm saying is I don't think you attend the wedding then if you don't want to spend all this money. I mean, the choice is right there. When you RSVP for this wedding, I mean, just don't go if it's too much for you. I mean, you spent all this money and you're not going to get your cousin a wedding gift? I mean, she must be thrilled that she invited you in the first place.
I mean, if we're going to open up the phone lines for this, though, of what should Jeff do, I also would like to hear from some brides who've had some destination weddings. Would you rather someone just not come if they can't afford the travel and everything included plus getting you a gift?
216-474-0104. My guess would be if you don't attend the wedding, the destination wedding that you were invited to, chances are that person is going to send you a gift anyway.
At that point, I'm thinking, like, which would you rather have, the gift or the person at your wedding?
Great questions. Am I the bleep hole? 216-474-0104. Let's get into it next. It's Q104. The 7:30 banger this morning, Joe Stutter. 2001.
Oh, that's why I don't remember it.
Where were you in 2001 that you don't remember music?
I was too busy being seven. Sorry. That's on me. That's my bad.
I would think you would have loved that song when you were 7 years old. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104 in the middle of Am I the Bleep Hole. We talked to Jeff. This past summer, Jeff drove down to Key West. Actually, he flew down to Fort Lauderdale, then drove down to Key West for his cousin's really expensive Key West wedding. He decided not to give her a gift. He didn't take a gift with him. He has not gifted a gift in the subsequent weeks.
Well, yeah, I mean, he spent a ton of money just getting down there for the wedding. And the wedding was in June, but apparently his cousin is still waiting on a gift.
And his aunt is mad at him, and he called his mom. Janine in Medina, is Jeff the bleep hole for not gifting a gift to his cousin for her destination wedding?
No, not at all. I think the cousin's the bleep hole, actually. I feel like he spent so much money. He had to get a sitter for his kids, buy a suit, everything. I feel like maybe if, you know, he didn't go to the wedding, his cousin would probably complain about that as well. So I feel like Jeff can't win either way. But no, absolutely not. I don't think he owes her a gift. And if he wants to get her a first anniversary gift or something once, you know, things kind of die down and he has a year to make up all the money that he spent. But no, I don't think a gift should be expected. It's the cousin should realize that's a huge expense, and his cousin showed up for her. So
do you feel like Jeff's going to get a first anniversary gift for his cousin?
I don't see that happening. But I do like that option if he is feeling like a little extra guilty come June of next year.
Kayla in Manaway, is Jeff the bleep hole?
No.
Why do you feel that way?
I agree that the cousin is the bleep hole. Well, I had a destination wedding.
Okay, all right. So the cousin's a bleep hole for getting married in a location other than Northeast Ohio?
I don't think that's why they're the bleep
hole. Absolutely not. Just for expecting the gift.
Exactly. Really? Exactly. I think that...
So I had a destination wedding, and I was grateful for anyone that could attend, and I absolutely did not expect a single thing from any of them. Their presence was their present.
Did you receive presents, though, from your guests?
I received some cards. I think it's hard for people to travel with actual gifts. And I was grateful, but not expected at all.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Kayla. I appreciate it. Erica in Shaker. Erica, good morning.
Morning.
Now, you think Jeff is the bleep hole.
I do.
And why do you feel that way?
Well, I had a destination wedding, and every single person who attended gave us a card with cash or checks. And
where was your wedding, Erica? Where was
Florida.
In Florida?
Okay, so.
Okay. So everyone who you invited, they showed up and they brought a gift. Did they have it for you then, or did they send it to you after the fact? Erica?
We lost her.
Erica is no longer answering our questions.
Sad.
She's like,
sad, but she
that's
did
it.
Say,
no more questions.
No more questions.
Okay, so if there's anything else, I guess we'll have to put it on the text machine. The text machine is making me carsick right now. Like, I'll try to read a text, and all of a sudden a new text come in, and then the screen moves up, and any kind of motion makes me carsick. So just
leave
it there.
Did you see this text? Somebody said, I didn't even know you were supposed to get gifts for weddings. Dude, yes,
ever?
You are.
What? Ashley in Elyria is going to take on Alyssa, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
You know the rules. 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Ashley, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one, I'll Be There For You served as the theme song to what hit NBC show?
Friends.
Question two, what was the magical place where Peter Pan never grew up?
Neverland.
Question three, in Back to the Future, what is the name of the time-traveling car used by Marty and Doc?
Oh my gosh. I've never seen it, so I don't know, but I do know, but I don't know.
All right, question four. Besides Ohio, how many other states start with the letter O?
Oklahoma, Oregon. I'm going to go two.
Final question. If you go to a website or a page that is no longer there, you'll probably see the words page not found. You'll also see a number. What is that number?
Oh, my gosh. One? I don't know.
All right, Ashley, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Ashley, you did very well, I think.
Okay.
3 out of 5 today.
Cool.
And Alyssa now has the challenge of she needs 3 right to tie you. Any more than that, she will win the game. Alyssa, meet Ashley in Elyria.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Alyssa.
So here we go, Alyssa, with your 5 questions. Let's see how you do. I'll Be There For You served as the theme song to what hit NBC show?
Friends.
Question two, what was the magical place where Peter Pan never grew up?
Neverland.
Question three, in Back to the Future, what is the name of the time-traveling car used by Marty and Doc? I'm a day late on this question, aren't I? Back to the Future Day was yesterday.
Yeah. Is that the flux capacitor?
No, the name of the car.
Oh, I don't know.
They were in a DeLorean.
Gotcha. The one with the doors that go up.
Correct.
I could see it in my head. I just didn't know the name.
Question four. Besides Ohio, how many other states start with the letter O?
2
is correct. Oklahoma and Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Final question. If you go to a website or a page that is no longer there, you'll probably see the words page not found. You'll also see a number. What is that number?
404.
Oh, man. She got that one.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Saw that one a lot on Monday.
So the final score today, Alyssa gets the outright win, 4-3.
Woo! All right, I'll take it. Good game.
Ashley, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for playing. You should absolutely stream Back to the Future tonight or maybe this weekend.
Yes.
You should do that. Just once in your life.
I should.
Watch Back to the Future.
I will.
Hang on the line. We've got some great prizes for you, okay?
Okay, thank you. My name is Ashley, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm Q104.
The Weeknd. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you with us this morning. So I believe the universe stepped in this morning to give me a little message, little gentle prod.
What's going on?
Well, earlier this morning, and you were there, Alyssa, when we started the show, I was feeling very off. I was feeling tired.
Oh, yeah.
I was saying, like, I need coffee. I need all the coffee.
Yeah, you're like, I need all the coffee today.
Like, I'm feeling exhausted this morning. And do you think I was complaining? Do you think I was... Was I complaining or was I just...
I guess. You were diet complaining. Like, kind of?
Maybe diet complaining is funny.
I mean, I feel like when it's that early in the morning,
yeah.
I give it a pass. I'm complaining too.
Yeah.
We barely talk that early in the morning. I'm pretty sure that the only words we say tend to be complaints.
Well, part of the problem is... Not just this job and the early morning hours that we work, but it's also my side hustle lately, which has kept me very busy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know, I've talked a little bit about it on the show. I've been doing PA announcing for area high schools.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been announcing for this fall season, Rocky River Soccer, Bay Volleyball. And Last night was the district semifinals of this volleyball tournament, and there were two games last night.
Oh, like back to back.
Yeah. And by the way, Bay is out, unfortunately. Oh. They had such an amazing season, and I was honored to be a part of their season. But it came to an end last night. Avon Lake, congratulations to them. They beat Bay, and they're moving on in the tournament. But I digress. So these games last night, so I got to the high school about 4 o'clock. I didn't get home last night until like 9:30.
What?
And I scarfed down some food and I try to get in bed. And of course I'm all like wired up. So I don't think I fell asleep until after 10 o'clock.
It's always so hard after any sort of games. I mean, think about when you go to a Cavs game, when you go to watch a game, mm-hmm. you come home and you're like buzzing. You're just electric because the vibes are so high. The energy is high. And then you get home. It's hard to wind down.
So this morning I'm tired. I'm a little tired this morning. But this is my own choice, right?
Yeah.
And then I think the universe will send you a little message occasionally. And as I'm scrolling through social media, I find a meme when I'm on my Instagram.
Oh, did you see a meme? Is it speaking to your soul?
Exactly.
Mm.
Here's what it said. What a privilege to be tired from the work you prayed for. What a privilege to be overwhelmed by the growth you dreamed about. Isn't that great? It made me feel guilty when I read it.
I mean, it's sure. What are you on? Are you on LinkedIn?
What are you talking about?
What kind of post is that?
I don't know. So one of my IG friends put it in their story. And as I'm on IG this morning, I just saw that story. And I'm just like, wow. That's the universe.
I mean, that is the universe, I guess.
Making me see that meme and changing my attitude, changing my perspective. Right? How lucky we are to be able to do this job, even though the hours are crazy. I'm working early mornings and I'm working late nights.
Mm-hmm.
But still, how lucky I am. How fun is this?
You know what that sounds like? It reminds me of like the motivational posters in classrooms. Or like in the boss's office, you know, the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like the ones that just have like the very generic. That's kind of what it.
Like a squirrel hanging from a tree. Like,
and it's like, hang in there.
Yeah. Keep hanging in there, kid.
Yeah. Like that's the vibe it gives.
I'm not sure if that sign would have motivated me. This spoke to me.
The other one would probably speak to me more, but I'm glad that spoke to you today.
Keep hanging in there.
Keep hanging in there. Just keep doing your best.
You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. Q104, you've got the Q Morning Show. If you're rolling into work this morning, you can also flip over to an app and stream our show live. You can keep listening. You don't have to turn off the show just because you're getting out of your car.
Nah, we still want to hang.
We're streaming on the Odyssey app and the iHeart Radio app. Alyssa Rose, before you wedded Bryce,
mm-hmm.
your loving husband, which would be just a little over a year ago now.
Yeah.
In one of your prior relationships before Bryce, did any of those gentlemen ever cheat on you? Did you ever catch a guy cheating on you?
Did I ever catch a guy cheating on me?
Yes.
Like in the act?
Yeah. Well, it had to have been obvious that he was cheating. Like he was going outside the relationship.
Yeah, like did I catch him red-handed?
Yeah.
No. But I did hear rumblings from friends that there was some funny business going on in one of my past relationships. Another one of them, context clues. I'm pretty sure there was some overlap with me and somebody else. But I don't have actual, like, concrete black and white evidence.
So you've never had the chance to confront a guy about that?
No.
Me neither. Like, I've never experienced that.
Not like it's not even something that like you learned about later or you heard about through friends that you just never got to bring up. You just don't even know of it happening to you.
Only in one instance. So anybody that I've ever dated, I never had any knowledge of them cheating on me with anyone mm-hmm. behind my back. However, and I'm not proud to admit this, but there was a girl that I was dating
mm-hmm.
that she went on vacation.
Okay.
One summer.
Oh, that's always risky business.
Well, I cheated on her.
Oh, okay.
While
yeah.
she was gone. Now, the way that I rationalize that now, mm-hmm. and this is obviously way before Paula, the way that I rationalize it now is I knew we were going to break up. We both knew we were going to break up.
Yeah.
We were just like, who's going to be the first to end this relationship? And mm-hmm. sure enough, it ended a few weeks, months later, whatever it was. However, I did find out that while she was on vacation, I don't know if she, quote unquote, cheated on me, but she did spend time with a guy who she eventually married.
Okay. All right.
On this vacation. So it worked out great for her.
Yeah, it worked out. That's funny, actually. One of the guys that, actually, both of the guys that I'm talking about, the person that they cheated with, they are now engaged to. I know.
You were
just
a stepping stone until they found the one.
You know what? It worked out for all of us, so I'm not mad.
But I never had a conversation with her. I was like, "Why you were on that vacation?" And that would, again, it would have been hypocritical for me, even if I had the chance to, because I cheated on her
right,
while she was on
vacation. Right, because you did it too.
The reason I bring this all up is because I'm just looking at this article about the dumbest excuse that someone ever gave you for cheating. So I never had the opportunity to ever confront someone in my life about cheating. So I never had to hear a dumb excuse.
Yeah, I've never gotten to actually hear an excuse for this either, for it happening to me.
So 216-474-0104. Instead of just reading the article, let's see if there's people listening to our show that have had this happen to them, where they caught someone cheating and they got a stupid excuse in return of why they were
like the worst reason of all time.
216-474-0104. The dumb excuse they gave you for cheating on you. It's Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. We have Nina with us. Nina, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the dumbest reason a guy has ever given you when you caught him cheating?
Oh, this is definitely my favorite one. A guy told me that he was just practicing for our relationship.
Practicing?
Get out.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Practicing what aspect of your relationship?
Like he was definitely like just straight up having an affair with like a coworker who was married. Thank God, like we were not married. We weren't even living together at the time.
Okay.
So, like all of a sudden he's like putting in all of these like extra hours at work and like staying late.
Mm.
And like, you know, I finally saw like this text come up on his phone and I scrolled and it was from his coworker. And it was like, you know, the other night was amazing. Miss seeing you last night. Can you get away tomorrow? And I was like, what? What?
Irrefutable evidence right there.
Yeah.
Text evidence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, of course, I like confront him immediately. And he caves so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, I don't love her. I don't care about her at all. Like, she came on to me. She's the one cheating in her relationship. And then he was like, I was just practicing for you.
What?
Practicing? Like, what does that mean?
Did he say this with a straight face?
Yes. So serious. And then he goes on to say, like, he felt like we weren't really physically compatible. And so he was trying to get better at the physical part because he was scared that I was going to leave him.
Oh, that kind of practicing.
No. No, this guy, I cannot even believe he's trying to gaslight you into this.
Oh, I was
like, to be honest, like, he was right. The physical part was nothing to write home about.
Oh, so he needed the practice.
He did need the practice, but he didn't need to be practicing with somebody else.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
We could have been practicing.
I was thinking, how do you practice your relationship with somebody else?
Like, that's how.
I'm going to open the car door for her.
Right, like manners.
Oh, no.
Like was, pulling out the chair so she could sit down.
No,
something
was,
else.
No.
Mm.
He was slamming some other doors.
I got to say, though, that's a first. Yeah. That's the first time I've ever heard that as an excuse. Nice try, my guy. Nice try.
I needed to go out and like practice, you know, learn some new tricks, whatever. Because, I mean,
I just rolled my eyes so hard that they hurt.
It's so stupid.
Nina, sorry that happened to you, but thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Absolutely. I had to share.
Benson Boone, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. So over in the UK, they have the BBC, right? We have NPR over here. That's our public broadcasting. They have the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all these different channels. It's radio, but it's also television.
Okay.
So on Channel 4 over there on the BBC, they have a special. It's called Dispatch. It's like their news investigative show. Like, for instance,
kind of like a Dateline?
Yeah, like Dateline or 2020 or something like that.
Okay.
So the other night they had a show, a Dispatch special called Will AI Take My Job?
Ooh.
And they ended up freaking out anyone who watched the show.
Really?
Listen to how the show ended.
AI is going to touch everybody's lives in the next few years. And for some, it will take their jobs. Call center workers, customer service agents, maybe even TV presenters like me, because I'm not real.
What?
What? What?
Oh, they had an AI reporter?
Yeah.
Oh, why'd they do that?
Because they wanted to freak everybody out.
Yeah, I get it. You made a point. Like, we get it.
The whole sentence was scary. The whole thing.
Right? That was terrifying.
Listen to it again.
AI is going to touch everybody's lives in the next few years. And for some, it will take their jobs.
My God.
Call center workers, customer service agents, maybe even TV presenters like me. Because I'm not real.
I'm
not
real.
Is it the British accent? Like, is that what's making me think that it's so much more serious than it is?
I think it's good conversation, but I think that a human element of some empathy when delivering a terrifying message like that.
Right.
Like, you're going to lose your job. Like, that's awful.
Okay, we get it.
Terrible.
All right, robot.
It's Halloween time. They're scaring people over in the UK.
AI is scarier than any decorations I've seen, I'll tell you that.
Okay, we are Bill and Alyssa. We are still live. We are human beings. We
Seriously,
are here.
We are real.
Yeah.
I think.
Count up all the screw-ups.
Yeah.
That's how you know we're real. After 9 this morning, a chance for you to win Louis Tomlinson tickets. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge, our trivia challenge is next. We have Trick or Treat Street tickets. Rachel in Berea is here. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
So Alyssa has lost, I believe, 2 times in a row at this time so far this week. So she lost Monday and Tuesday at 8:55. Let's see if we can do it again. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All you have to do is answer more of these questions correct than she does. If she beats you, then she wins. And if we are deadlocked in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number 1 for you, Rachel. This founding father once performed a science experiment using a kite and a key.
Thomas Edison.
Question 2. Michael Jackson had a hit song called Thriller, popular during this time of year. He also had an iconic dance where it appeared that he slid backward. What was that called?
Moonwalk.
Question 3. The name of the legendary ape-like creature who is said to inhabit the forests of Oregon, Washington State, and British Columbia.
The Yeti.
Question 4. 8 colleges form this league. They include Brown, Columbia, and Dartmouth.
Oh, God, I'm not sure. I don't know.
All right, final question. It's the name of the movie where Will Smith lives alone with a dog named Sam after a virus has wiped out humanity.
Oh, I know this one. Oh, my gosh, what is it called? Oh.
Gonna need an answer.
I know, I'm sorry. I know it, but I can't think of the name of it. So sorry.
Damn. Okay, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Okay.
She's definitely going to know it.
How do you think you did today, Rachel?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I don't even know if I want to tell Alyssa how you did. In fact, I don't. I've decided I don't.
Okay.
I want Alyssa with all kinds of pressure on her. Alyssa, meet Rachel and Berea.
Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
So I will score you throughout this, Alyssa, but I'm not revealing the scores until the end.
Okay.
You might have to get all 5.
Okay.
You probably don't have to get it all five, because if you did have to get all five, I'd probably mention that, wouldn't I?
You probably would. You probably would.
Question number one. This founding father once performed a science experiment using a kite and a key.
George Washington?
Sorry, it was Benjamin Franklin. Question two. Michael Jackson had a hit song called Thriller, popular during this time of year. He also had an iconic dance where it appeared that he slid backward. What was that called?
The moonwalk.
That is correct. It's the name of the legendary ape-like creature who is said to inhabit the forests of Oregon, Washington State, and British Columbia.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot is correct. Question four. Eight colleges form this league. They include Brown, Columbia, and Dartmouth.
Ivy?
It is the Ivy League. Final question. The name of the movie where Will Smith lives alone with a dog named Sam after a virus has wiped out humanity.
Is that iRobot?
Not iRobot. I Am Legend.
Oh, there it is.
I have Alyssa down with three correct. Unfortunately, Rachel only had one.
Oh.
So Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Good game, Rachel.
Good game, yeah.
Rachel, you were great. We hope you call back someday and play again. We also have fantastic prizes for you. We've got tickets for Trick or Treat Street this weekend at the IX Center.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that. My name is Rachel, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.